USA News. I'm John Schaefer. 40 million people in the southern U.S. are at risk for severe weather. This comes as storms move through the central Gulf Coast states to the lower Mississippi Valley. There is potential for damaging winds and risks of large hail. A few tornadoes are possible as well. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a meeting with China's foreign minister in Beijing, marking the highest level visit by a U.S. official to China in almost 5 years. The world's largest economies are currently in disagreement on various matters like trade and regional security. Former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr describes former President Trump as a reckless individual who endangers his followers and the GOP agenda.
He's also a fundamentally flawed person who engages in reckless conduct and that leads to situations, calamitous situations like this.
Barr, speaking on CBS Face the Nation, refers to Trump as a self-centered, consummate narcissist who prioritizes his own interests and ego over those of the nation. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dismissed the idea of pledging support for the GOP nominee as useless. During an appearance on CNN's State of the Union, he said,
"I'll take the pledge in 2024 just as seriously as Donald Trump took the pledge in 2016.
Trump was the only candidate in that year's Republican race who refused to sign the pledge. Signing the pledge is a requirement set by the Republican National Committee for participation in the initial presidential primary debate. We celebrate Father's Day today, but its origins aren't well known. This year officially marks the 50th anniversary of the day dedicated to dads. It wasn't until 1972 that Father's Day was recognized as an American holiday after being signed off on by President Richard Nixon. Sonora Dodd, the daughter of a Civil War veteran, is credited with organizing the first ever one back in 1910 to honor her own father. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse dismissed the effectiveness of bullying tactics for former President Trump in federal charges. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Whitehouse stated that federal prosecutors would not be intimidated by such behavior, considering it as mere background noise. Two people are dead, three others injured after a shooting at an electronic music festival in Washington State.
KIRO-TV in Seattle says the shooting happened Saturday night at a campground outside the Gorge Amphitheater, where the Beyond Wonderland EDM Festival is underway. Thousands are in attendance. The Grant County Sheriff's Office says the shooter has been apprehended. A tweet from the festival says there is no current danger to concert goers. Further information has not been released about the victims or the shooter. I'm Jim Forbes.
Music producer Quincy Jones is expected to be okay after being rushed to the hospital Saturday for a medical emergency. TMZ reporting the 90-year-old had a bad reaction to food he was eating and called for an ambulance. The producer was released from the hospital and is reportedly in great spirits. The NBA draft is set to take place this week on Thursday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs have the number one pick and are likely to select the highly regarded French talent Victor Wembanyama. The next two anticipated picks are Brandon Miller from Alabama and Scoot Henderson from the G League Ignite. The Charlotte Hornets hold the second pick, followed by the Portland Trailblazers, which are in the third position. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.